This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. From Hanukkah, we're continuing in Hilchos Krishma. Of course, since Hanukkah is Chanukah Pei, they're victorious with the 25 Oisiyos of Shema. What could be better on Hanukkah than to learn Simen Nun Ches, because Hanukkah is a lashon of Chen, and also the 25 letters of Shema. So yesterday we learned that if you said Shema Misha Allah Amar Shachar, even though you are not an Oynes, you're Yotzei B'Diyeved. The Ramah says, "V'im kara v'loy brachos." If you read Shema without the brachos, "Yachsev l'kroisim b'zmana imar brachos," you should say it again, "Bizmana with the brachos." V'ayin l'kavatzim b'tzamach. So yesterday we saw there's a machlokes. What is Amar Shachar? In Sifkat and Yudches, Yeshonim the Amar Shachar who ma'ad koydim sher pneim. Some say it's a little bit before the eastern horizon lights up. Yeshonim, some say the Amar Shachar nikra misheher pneim mizrach. That it's not a little bit before heir pneim mizrach. It's misheher pneim mizrach. Ba'ayim yiver halacha. V'zeh azman hu koydim azman neshemiras chaver haniskel abasif aleph. This is before misheyakir. Now, let us briefly look at the Bira Halacha. Divrei Hamaskel. Divrei Hamaskel, Misha'ala Amra Shachar. The Divrei Hamagin Avram, the Kaman Musim Peitesif Katan Ches, Rapri Magadim, Rapri Chadash Amavayar, Dizman Amra Shachar, who Koidim Sher Pnei Mizrach. The Magen Avram, the Prima Gadim, the Pri Chadash, it's Mavur that Amar HaShachar is before Heir Pnei Mizrach. Ube Elia Rabba Shamra Isi, Shul Choylek Al Magen Avram, the Soiver. Now Elia Rabba, I saw that he argues on the Magen Avram, he holds Amar HaShachar Nikr Misha Heir Pnei Mizrach, Veloi Kaida. So it's a Machloikis Achorin, and what is Alois HaShachar, Amar HaShachar? Is it before Heir Pnei Mizrach, or is it Misha Heir Pnei Mizrach? Va'afshav Motzasi Delavi Chidau Vizeh. Now I see that the Elia Rabba is not alone. Ki gam hagra, the Sefer Mishnah says, "Bracha is al mishna ad shialam hashachar kasav da amar hashachar hu heir pnei mizrach." Bechein kasav sham gam kim b'dir masal nechnasin amar hashachar sheir pnei mizrach and sham bechein b'sefer mati yuda gam kim daito kain. V'ner li ra'ila divrei midivrei arajva hu b'simun zav leisios and mekivin shalom al hashachar shaper mikri kari yoitzer ar. The Rajba says, Misha Allah Mana Shachar, it's called Yoitzar Ar, Bahare Anshi Mishmar Amru, Yoitzar Ar, Zman Harbe Akar Shkita Satamid. They say Yoitzar Ar well after Shechting the Tamid. Shkita Tamid Hoya Akar Sher Pnei Mizrach. And Shechting the Tamid was after the eastern horizon lit up, Kid East of the Yuma. Uma Rayahi, the Ar Nikra Afilu Koidim Sher Pnei Mizrach. How could you prove that R is even before the eastern horizon lights up? Elavade da Amar HaShachar Nikra Misheher Pnei Mizrach. So the Mishabru, the Bir Halacha wants to bring a proof. Again, the Magen Avram and the Prima Gadol and the Pri Chadash, they say Amar HaShachar is before Heir Pnei Mizrach. The Elia Rabba says Amar HaShachar is Misheher Pnei Mizrach. And the Gra likewise says, Amar HaShachar is Misheher Pnei Mizrach. Now the Bir Halacha wants to bring a raya to the sheath of the Gra that Amar HaShachar is Heir Pnei Mizrach and not before. Why? Because the Rajba says that once it's Amar HaShachar, it's called Yoitzer Ar. Now the Anshei Mishmar would say Yoitzer Ar well before, well after the Shechitas HaTamid. And the Shechitas HaTamid was after Pnei Mizrach. So how do you see that Ar is called Ar even before Heir Pnei Mizrach? It must be Amar HaShachar is Misheher Pnei Mizrach. I don't understand this Raya. But Lamaisa, the Bir Halacha, the Dirshu points out that B'Shas Hadchak, if you davened Koidem Sheher Pnei Mizrach, right? The shita of the Prima Gadda and Prey Chadash is Amra Shachar is even Koidem Heir Prey Mizrach. The Mishnah Berurah passes later on Simon Pei Tes that you could be Soimich on the Shita that it's considered after Alois HaShachar. Meaning the Shaila is, when is Alois HaShachar? Is it before Heir Prey Mizrach or only Misha Heir Prey Mizrach? Now, what's interesting, we don't have any times on this. It doesn't give us the timing. It doesn't say, you know, Alois HaShachar is this time. Hey, Koidem, Heir Pnei Mizrach is this time. Heir Pnei Mizrach is this time. The bottom line is, Lefizeh, Yatzalonu Gamkin Kula L'inyin B'dievet L'Kriyashma Shel Arvis Imloi Hoya Anos. So in other words, even though this is a Chumra L'Gabe Kriyashma Shel Shacharis, that you have to wait Misha Heir Pnei Mizrach, but it comes out Kula Lagava Kriya Shema Shel Arvis that you would be able to continue to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis even Ma'ad Koidem Sheher Pnei Mizrach. Okay, let's see Mishnah Berurah cutting at this. Yatsa. Why are you Yotze Misha Ala Amra Shachar? The Mikzas Anashim Kamoy Sazman. Some people get up at that time, Ukarina Bey, and we consider it Uv Kumecha. Uv Di'eved Hamidu Al Din Torah. But Di'eved, they established it on the Din Torah. The Davka ba'akroi ba'alma. This is only occasionally. That what's a, now? What does occasionally mean? The Hainu pam achas b'chodesh, once a month. Hu diyotze b'diavad. Avlam hu rogel lasis kein. But if you frequently do this, amru chachamim shafil b'diavad lo yotza. The tzarch laksa b'kroisa. Meaning this din of anus is only the akroi once a month. But you can't be rogel. Miu in Shasat Chaku. Afilu Ragil Tuva. If the Shasat Chak, even if you're Ragil, Shari. Demai Havaleila Mevad. Now, yesterday we saw that Ramosha says a whopper of a Chiddush. That if someone has to go to work, that's in l'cha anus gadol mizeh. And you're allowed to say it, I guess, for regilos. I mean, most people have jobs daily. They don't just go to work once a month. Halavai, that work should be once a month. But l'maisa, Ramosha says that you could do it regularly. Okay, sifhei. Im nenas v'leikar krishma arvis ad she'olam ad ha-shachar. Let's say you were nenas, and you didn't say krishma shel arvis until alois ha-shachar. Kivon she'adayim lohine tachama. Since sunrise didn't come, Koyre Kriyashma, V'yotzvayi Dechavas Kriyashma Arvis. Now, you hear this? The guy was on us. He was up the whole night. He was at a mitzvah town. He should have left before it started, but he got stuck over there, yeah? And he's there the whole night, and he didn't have time to say Shema. He's allowed to say Shema till nates. But what about if he has to leave early also? So now he wants to say Shema Shel Shachris before nates. That also only works if you're an oinus. Could you pull both ends of the string? If you're an oinus at that moment to go out to the road, makom gedudei chayvelism, a place of bandits, lo yikra az kriyas shema pam shenis. You should not say shema a second time. Latzis bayidei chayvas kriyas shema shel yoyim. Shemayachar she'asal oisa shalayla. Once you've rendered it night, yef shalasal oisa shel yoyim. You cannot go back and make it day. In other words, you're allowed to, at a time of oinus, either say Krishna Shel Arvis after Alois before Nates, or say Krishna Shel Shachris after Alois before Nates. But you can't do both. Meaning, Krishna Shel Arvis, you want to say it one time after Alois, no problem. But you can't then turn around and also say Krishna Shel Shachris. Says in Mishnah Berurah, Hachama. It was not Nates. Some people, they're still sleeping after Alois. Therefore, in a pressing situation, we also call it, and when you go to sleep. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah says later on, you could even say, Birchos Kriya Shema. But you have to skip Hashkivenu. Because even though people are sleeping, nobody is going to sleep at that time. So you'd have to skip Kriya Shema Shel Hashkibenu, and you're not allowed to daven Shemayna Esrei of Mariv. So all you could do is say Shema, Birchas Kriya Shema, with the exception of Hashkibenu, but you can't say Hashkibenu, and you can't say Shemayna Esrei. But if you are not oines, afilu b'diavet lo yotze, you're not even yotze b'diavet. Now let's say you weren't oines. Let's say the guy was reading newspapers, and then he realized, you know, it's already alois hashachar. Then don't even say shema. Don't bother. It's only if you're an oines. If you're not an oines, then you're not even yotze b'diavet. Why? The Mishnah Berurah explains later on. Because since you are mavatel b'dan kriya shema, the chachamim were mavatel from you mitzvahs kriya shema. What if I want to say it? No problem. It's kakari b'tayra. Lo yikra. So, the Mechaber says it's tarti de sasri. Not everybody agrees. V'yesh chokim is ayin el yorabu v'eraga. Don't read it a second time. Afilu achas she'agia azman d'shiyakis haver. You say, oh, I have a great idea. I'll say kriya shema shel arvus after alois. I'll wait till mishayakir. And after mishayakir, I'll say kriya shema shel shachris. Now, even that doesn't work. Why? Because since you made that time night, you can't go back and make it day. Well, I say, Elayamtin, you should wait. Ulay is damin lo the kroys bezmanik el chasa. You have to wait. You say, but what do you mean? Right? I don't think I'll have time. Well, maybe you will, but this is not going to be the time. You can't do it now. Even what if you know for sure you're not going to be able to say it later? It sounds like the Mechaber would say you can't say it now. But we just saw the Mishnah Berurah brought that Elia Rabba and the Bir Agra argue and say, "Rishas Chak, you could."
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.